السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه ونستغفره ونصلي ونسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه، حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته، بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته، سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين المعصومين، سيما بقية الله في العالمين، والسلام على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I advise you all, brothers and sisters, to observe taqwa and piety and remember Allah a lot and repent for our sins and rely on Allah and increase our love for Allah and His obedience. May Allah save us from the evils of this dunya and guide us to the values that lead us to success in akhirat, inshallah. We were talking about hadith mi'raj, and it is long, and it is the path and the direction to in this journey to Allah. We began with some topics about tawakkul. Today it is related to that and related to zuhud. I will read a few lines from Hadith of Mi'raj. This is a discourse between the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, Allahumma salam, a munajat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shows that a person, when in his nearness to Allah, what he receives and what sort of guidance. It is narrated in the Sharh of Hadith Mi'raj by my teacher Ayatullah Ali Saadat Parwar. He says, Allah said to the Holy Prophet, Ya Ahmad, in ahbabta an takuna awra an-nas fazhad fi dunya. O Ahmad, if you love to be the most pious of all people, then renunciate this dunya. Fazhad fi dunya. Detach yourself from dunya. وَرْغَبْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and incline towards akhirat. Show raghbat, show your love and inclination and desire, increase your desire for akhirat. فَقَالَ إِلَهِ وَكَيْفَ أَزْهَدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, he said, O Lord, how do I become zahid in dunya? How do I renunciate this dunya? And he said, خُذْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَفَافًا مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ وَاللِّبَاسِ, he said, take what is enough for you, what suffices you of this dunya, from the food and the drink and the clothing, what suffices you. وَلَا تَدَّخِرْ شَيْئًا لِغَدٍ, and do not hoard for tomorrow. Do not collect for tomorrow. وَدُمْ عَلَى ذِكْرِ, and be consistent and continuous in remembering me. Remember me consistently, continuously. فَقَالَ يَا رَبْ فَكَيْفَ أَدُمُ عَلَى ذِكْرِ, he said, O Lord, how do I remain consistent? دَائِمُ الذِّكْرِ, how do I remain continuous in remembering you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, bil khalwati anin nas, by being away from people. Bil khalwati anin nas. Wa bughdika al hulwa wal hamid. And your distaste, your lack of interest in the sweet and the sour of this dunya. Wa faraghi batnika wa baytika min ad dunya. And emptying your belly, your stomach, and your house from this dunya. Obviously, there are a lot of terminologies, a lot of terms that need explanation, and there may be questions about what is zuhud, how do you detach yourself from dunya, and also khalwat, what does it mean, how can you be away from people, and in what sense are we being asked to be away from people, what does that mean? Regarding zuhud, or renunciation of this dunya, we have traditions from the Holy Prophet and A'imma explaining the meaning of zuhud. Zuhud, renunciating this dunya, is of two kinds. One is the outer renunciation, zuhud is zahiri, and the other is zuhud batini. The other is inner renunciation. Outer renunciation of dunya means that take what is enough for you, right? Lessen what you eat, lessen, decrease your want of this dunya. The outer, the things that you take for yourself, cut it down, right? In what you possess, right? And this hadith from Holy Prophet explains this meaning beautifully. He says, a person does not taste the sweetness of iman until it does not matter to him who has got what of this dunya. See, it stops making, it stops being important to you what others have. For example, if you are driving a car, it should not matter to you what the other person is driving. What you are wearing, it should not matter to you what the other person is wearing. The house you have, you should not be thinking about what the other person, what kind of house he lives in. The job you have, you should stop worrying about what sort of job the other person has. You know? When you, it does not, it is not important anymore for you what others have got, what they have accomplished of this dunya, it stops mattering that much to you. It's not that important to you anymore. Another hadith from the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, all the good things are in the house. All the good things, all the khair, have been kept inside a house, right? And the key to that house is detaching your heart from this dunya. So you will not be able to enter the house. The khair, one of the khair is iman. Khair is dunya, khair of akhirat, whether it is ibadat, whether it is knowledge, right? All of that is contained in this chamber. And you will not be able to get inside. You will not be able to have access to this chamber. What is inside this room, all the good things you can imagine are in this room. You will not be able to find access to this room until you have the key. And the key is that you should not be in love with this dunya. If you find yourself in love with this dunya, forget about getting that khair inside that room. This is, which means that the outer zuhud is important as well as the inner. So you have less of this dunya, that is important in itself, and less love of this dunya inside, less want of this dunya inside, right? That is equally, which this goes side by side, hand in hand. You cannot detach one from another. You can, I don't love this dunya inside, but you want to have, you have everything. If you have more of this dunya, right, how do you prove that you want less of this dunya when you have more of this dunya? Right? And it is possible that a person has less of the dunya, but he wants more of this dunya. Why? He's waiting for a chance. Today he doesn't have more of this dunya, but he wants a lot of this dunya. So he's not zahid. Zahid is not the person who doesn't have a lot. It's a person who doesn't want a lot, doesn't keep a lot, and does not have that love in his heart for a lot of this dunya, and does not have his eyes, you know, on other people, what they have. If he does not have it, then this person has zuhud. He holds the key to the khairat. Allah said in this another part of this hadith, Allah said to the Holy Prophet, Ya Ahmad, wahdhar an takuna mithla sabi. O Ahmad, be careful. Do not be like that little child, that infant, you know, or that little child. Do not be like that child. An takuna mithla sabi, idha nadara ila al-akhdari wal-asfar habbahu. When he looks at something that's bright, like green or yellow, right? He wants it, he loves it. Anything attractive, he wants it. He loves to see attractive things. وَإِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْحُلْوِ وَالْحَامِدِ اِغْتَرَّ بِهِ. And when it is given, when he is, that child is given something colorful, right? Then he's all consumed by it. He cannot think of anything else. فَقَالَ يَا رَبْ. He said, O Lord, دُلَّنِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ أَتَقَرَّبُ بِهِ إِلَيْكَ. O Lord, guide me to an action that I will be close to you by doing that action. And he said, فَقَالْ اِجْعَلْ لَيْلَكَ نَهَارًا. He said, make your night your day. وَاجْعَلْ نَهَارَكَ لَيْلًا. And make your day your night. So the Holy Prophet said, يَا رَبْ كَيْفَ يَكُونَ ذَلِكَ. He said, O Lord, how will that happen? That I make my night, I've turned my night into day, and my day into a night? And he said, اِجْعَلْ نَوْمَكَ صَلَاتًا. He said, turn your sleep into prayer, ibadat, into salat. Right? A part of your night, you turn it into day, which means turn into salat. وَطَعَامَكَ الْجُوعُ. And turn your food into hunger. Turn your food into hunger. That much, as much as you say, take from your sleep, some part of your sleep for prayer and some part of your food to decrease, right? Into hunger, right? Then that much you will be closer to me. That much closer. And in the traditional medicine also, it is said in our hadith from the Holy Prophet and A'imma that cut down on what you eat. That means don't fill your belly. Al-mi'datu baytu da. Stomach is the house of all illnesses. All illnesses come from the stomach. You eat too much or what you eat. Different illnesses of the body, not just the illnesses of the digestive system, but all kinds of illnesses of the brain, of other limbs, other systems of the body, they are in one way or another connected to what you eat, what your belly, yeah. And it is established in our hadith literature. There's not one or two, there's just a whole system around it. They work around this. There are ulama who have written books on diseases of due to filling your stomach. That too much of eating leading to, let's say, neurological problems or other problems that lead to this. Obviously, body and soul, they should be in tune. So eating a little less, it affects your spirituality. Please cite a salawat. Well, time is short, I'll suffice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our understanding and make us closer to Himself. InshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asri inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawassaw bil-haqqi wa tawassaw bil-sabr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. اللهم صل على حبيبك ونجيبك خاتم المرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم صل على صديقة الكبرى فاطمة الزهراء. اللهم صل على سبتي رسولي الرحمة الإمامين الحسنين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل على علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والحجة القائم المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر، واجعلنا من عوانه وأنصاره بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. May Allah forgive the souls of all the marhumin. May Allah shower His blessings upon the great Imam, Imam Rahil, and all the ulama Rabbani and Shuhada who have passed away, elevate their ranks. May Allah give shifa to all those mu'mineen and mu'minat who are sick around the world, and free the prisoners of Islam in Bahrain and in Hijaz and other places. This coming week on 13th of Rabiu Thani, according to one narration, we have the Shahadat of Siddiqatul Kubra Fatima to Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Allahumma salam. According to one account of 45 days after the Holy Prophet, the daughter of the Holy Prophet passed away. And she passed away because of the injuries she had sustained when the attack took place at her house after the Holy Prophet's demise. And when those who had grabbed power, they wanted Imam Ali to come and give allegiance to them. And Sayyida was behind the door trying to protect her husband and the Imam and the Wali of Mu'mineen. When they pushed the door and she was injured because of this attack. And she fell unconscious and lost her child. And when they took Imam Ali and she regained consciousness, she saw they were taking Ali, and she again got up and tried to prevent that. I cannot describe this tragedy, but just to narrate one of the ahadith in this regard, that in the wasiyat that Sayyida Salamullah Alayha wrote to Amir al-Mu'mineen, وَكَانَتْ مِنْ وَصَّايَاهَا لِأَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَائِلَةً. And she said, غَسِّلْنِي لَيْلًا, wash me, give me the ghusl at night, مِنْ وَرَاءِ الثِّيَابِ, through my clothes, وَكَفِّنِي وَدْفِنِّي وَخْفِ قَبْرِي, and give me kafan, and you bury me in the ground and conceal my grave. وَلَا يَشْتَرِكْ فُلَانٌ وَفُلَانٌ, I am not mentioning any names, do not allow so-and-so to take part in my funeral and praying upon my grave, and so-and-so should not attend my janazah as well, referring to some female members as well. And Imam Kazim alayhi salam has spoken and said, إِنَّ فَاطِمَةَ صِدِّيقَةٌ شَهِيدَةٌ. Imam Kazim alayhi salam said, Fatima al-Zahra was a Siddiqa and Shahida. Siddiqa is a very lofty rank. So this week, and obviously we are throughout the year, these days remind us of the all the facts that we live with, and today we see the effects of that in the world of Islam. These people who you know, are followers of the enemies of Islam in early Islam, like Yazid and Muawiyah. Today, their followers are committing similar atrocities against Ahlul Bayt and against their Zurriyat and against their followers and their Shias and Muhibbin. You see the same kind of people doing same kind of things that they, their ancestors used to do in early Islam. We condemn all these actions. We invoke the curse of Allah upon the followers of Yazid and Muawiyah today. And we ask Allah and we pray and we beg Allah to resurrect us with Sayyid Aftamullah Alayha. The news anchors, the news, different websites and news channels have begun, started covering the Shahadat of Sheikh Baqir al-Nimr. One of the things that was the interview of with his son, Muhammad al-Nimr, who lives in Indiana. And he said, we knew that he would be killed. We knew that they will kill my father. And he explained the reason why. He said, he spoke because my father spoke loudly about their tyranny, about their oppression. So they killed him. We are so proud of him, and we are not going to be intimidated or stop asking for freedom. My father stood peacefully for the lives of all people. The Western governments are generally behind the Saudi oppression in Yemen. U.S. aid, U.S. assistance, U.S. weapons are being used in Yemen day and night. It's been 300 or 400 days since the bombing started in Yemen. About almost 1,800 to 1,900 children have been killed in this bombing. And total of casualties, we don't know exactly. Western media has only just recently started covering, broadcasting some interviews here and there, not even the main channels, but they're just about taking notice of this. And it's all happening under their eyes, all happening with their knowledge. And their weapons are being used, their weapons are being supplied from the United States, from other Western governments. And Yemen, the people of Yemen do not want dictation from Saudi Arabia. They want to have self-governance. They want to rule their country. The way the Western governments, they claim to promote democracy, that's exactly what they want. People of Bahrain want exactly that. And nothing else. One man, one vote. And that's exactly what Imam Khomeini said. One man, one vote. And his argument against the Western governments was the same. For the Shah of Iran, La'natullah, he said, well, he may be the best person on earth, but we don't want him. If the people of Iran don't want him, that's it. The argument is people want, people get. But the Western governments have dual standards. The face that they put up, the mask of democracy, is very shallow and it does not go beyond words, especially when it relates to outside of the United States. We condemn the bombing in Yemen and we condemn the Israeli atrocities in Gaza and other places. They are trying to divide Muslims again. The Israeli defense minister has issued a statement that we have common interests with Sunnis. He says, we have common interests with Sunnis now, he says. Then he says, if we had to choose between Iran and ISIS, we will choose ISIS. And he says, Saudis are working for our interests. We like what Saudis are doing. So you see, now they've come out in press also, the diplomats in Emirates, and Emirates apparently, United Arab Emirates have taken a lead on Saudis actually in their relations, diplomatic ties with the Israeli regime. This is what it's come down to. Pakistan has not taken clear sides in this row between Saudi Arabia and Iran, this because of the killing of Sheikh al-Nimr. Pakistan has tried to be neutral. Obviously, they have relations with Saudi Arabia, but they have the army chief and prime minister made a visit to Saudi and Iran to basically, they know that, you know, they say in a masal in Urdu language, when the two cows, they fight, the grass gets all messed up. So they know that if there's a problem between Saudi Arabia and Iran, the one who's paying the price would be Pakistan. But The thing is that we need principled positions from all countries in the world. If something is wrong, it's wrong. Please cite a salawat. We congratulate the new board of IEC and welcome them. We had elections and overtaking. May Allah give us all tawfiq to serve our community. We need more cooperation between our Shia centers in the area and masajid and all the centers that have been established. The city of Houston should be a model for all other places. We have made a lot of progress, and the years I've been in Houston, I've seen, mashallah, achievements that have not been seen other places. And this credit goes to you all. Credit goes to all the thinkers, all the, you know, professionals, all the people, ulama, and all the community members who have so humbly and tirelessly they have worked day and night to make this Al-Hadi possible, to make this center, to establish other centers. But the thing is that our resources are limited, and there are things at stake right now, one of which is our image in this country. A lot of Americans don't make a difference between Shia and Sunni. They don't know what all this means. They just look at a Muslim with a beard. They look at a woman with a hijab. That's all they say, oh, they're all the same. No, it's not. And it is up to us how we present ourselves. We have a huge challenge at our hands. We must put our act together. We must sit down and think about using the resources, limited resources we have, how we do it online, offline, what can we do to get proper coverage of, you know, the Islam of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salatu wassalam, right? Imagine, for example, the Arba'een Walk, 25 million people attend every year, this year. Was it covered live by any major news channel? Why not? Why doesn't CNN, for example, show 25 million people, Sunni, Shia, all kinds of people, Hindus and Christians, and everybody coming to walk over there? Have we tried? Have we tried to reach them? Well, this is our obligation. Have we run any campaigns online about our major issues that are facing us today? We need to do something about it. How will them? You leave everything for somebody else? Who is that somebody else? It is you. It is us. We need to come together and do it. Little steps, Allah gives barakat. It's your intention. Good intention leads to a lot of results. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Zuhur of Imam closer and increase our tawfiqat in service of Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza ja'a nasrullahi wal-fath. Ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wa astaghfirhu innahu kana tawwab.
Umid qareeban tanha kujayi? Chiraq sar qabr zahra kujayi? تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونین دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کس بی کسی های شبهای کاظم حبیب رضا و انیس غریب جواد الائمه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد. دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس، خراب است و ویران، صفایی ندارد. بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.